Chapter 9. In the Countryside. A week later, Dorian Gray was sitting in the drawing room of Selby Manor, his large house in the countryside. He was speaking to Lord Henry's cousin, the pretty Duchess of Monmouth. Lord Henry was lying on a sofa and watching them. There were 12 people staying at the house. The Duchess was speaking about men and love.
"Women love with their ears, and men love with their eyes, if men can love," she told Dorian.
"We never stop loving," replied Dorian, smiling.
"Ah, then you have not really loved," said the Duchess.
"You are wrong, Duchess," said Lord Henry. "When a wonderful thing happens to us, we want it to happen again and again with many people. It is only important to enjoy the feeling of love as often as possible."
The Duchess turned to Dorian.
"And do you agree with that?" she said.
Dorian laughed.
"I always agree with Henry," he replied.
Then he stood up.
"I will get you some flowers, Duchess."
And he went into the garden room.
"You must be careful and not get hurt," Lord Henry said to his cousin. "He is beautiful and very interesting."
"Of course he is," replied the Duchess. "I am enjoying this."
Suddenly, there was a shout. Lord Henry ran into the garden room and found Dorian Gray on the floor. He and another man carried him to a sofa. After a short time, Dorian woke up and looked around.
"What happened?" he asked.
"You are tired," said Lord Henry. "Stay upstairs this evening, Dorian. Don't come down for dinner."
"No, I will come to dinner," said Dorian, sounding frightened. "I must be with people tonight."
He went to his room and dressed for dinner. All that evening, he tried to forget the face of James Vane looking back at him through the garden room window. Dorian did not leave the house for the next 2 days. He stayed in his room for much of the time. Everything frightened him. If the curtains moved, he jumped. When he closed his eyes, he kept seeing the sailor's face looking at him through the glass. But did he really see it? James Vane did not know Dorian's name or address, and he believed that Dorian was very young. And no one saw a man in the garden that evening. Slowly, Dorian began to feel better, and on the third day, he went out to shoot birds with Lord Henry, the Duchess, and her brother, Lord Geoffrey. The winter air in the forest was clean and beautiful, and Dorian felt happy.
"There's a hare,"
Lord Geoffrey suddenly said, and everyone stopped. He looked over his gun. The next second, a beautiful hare came running out from behind the trees.
"Don't shoot it," said Dorian. "It's too beautiful."
But Lord Geoffrey laughed and shot it. There were two cries, the cry of the hare and the cry of a man.
"Good God, I have shot someone,"
shouted Geoffrey, and started running towards the noise. Two other men followed Lord Geoffrey. A minute later, they came back, pulling a body from some long grass. Dorian moved quickly after them and looked at the dead man's face. It was James Vane.